Chapter 27. In his anxiety to grab Zaran's sword, Double made a snatch in the dark. He fell from the poplar trunk onto the hillside. Whatever his attacker was, it fell upon him. The young Gaussian could not help letting out a yelp as he and his assailant rolled down the slope, locked together. They crashed into a bush. Double had not managed to get the sword, but he began battling tooth and paw to free himself. The thing did not put up much fight, but its size overwhelmed him. He was smothered by a dark, feathery mass. Double gave a muffled shout as it enveloped his face. Panic swept through him. The suffocating bulk robbed him of breath. As suddenly as it had started, his ordeal ended. The thing was heaved from him, and he found himself lying flat on his back, staring up at the dark, savage face of Zaran the Black Otter. She nodded curtly at the dark bundle lying nearby.
"Only crow. 'Twas almost dead."
Zaran made a twisting motion with her powerful paws, and a clicking sound issued from her mouth.
"Crow dead now. Zaran make sure of that."
There was a commotion of cawing and flapping from down at the cave entrance. Double followed Zaran to a place where they could see what all the upset was about. Even in the dark of night, a number of dead and badly injured birds could be seen. Some were draped about the branches of the downy birch. Others lay limp in the stream. Wide-eyed, the young shrew turned to his companion.
"What is it? What's happening?"
The otter pulled him to her side, gripping the back of Double's neck. She directed his gaze to where the small stream swirled around the rocky entrance.
"See, it is Balis."
The young shrew shuddered as he saw the tail of the reptilian bulk sliding slowly into the passage of the subterranean lair. Viku, leader of the carrion crows, stumbled into the rear cave, one wing hanging useless at his side. He crowed weakly.
"Rak, Balis is here."
Corvus Skyr emerged from the shadows, mounting the rock above the deep cold pool where his monstrous fish Wells dwelt. He stood impassively, trying to hide his fear, as he awaited Viku's full report. Corvus had hoped against hope that the big snake might not reach his caves. From the messages that had reached him, he knew Balis was badly hurt and acting strangely. But all the Lord of the Ravenwhite's speculations had been in vain. The giant adder had not succumbed to illness or suffered further injury. It was inevitable. The massive reptile was akin to a force of nature. Balis was unstoppable, and now he had finally arrived at the threshold of the Doomwhite's realm. Favouring his broken wing, Viku nodded back to the entrance tunnel.
"Yeah, Balis has slain and wounded many carrion crows outside. Now he rests in the passage to your main cavern. I was lucky to escape with my life, mighty one."
Showing no sympathy for Viku's plight, Corvus Skyr stood watching the entrance between both caves. His keen eyes had not missed the smooth snake, trying to slide in undetected.